Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Today is Wednesday, March 26th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to Zimbabwe on 909 medium wave and on 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com. Text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening.
President Robert Mugabe says he's concerned with weekly reports from the police showing the abuse of women and girls is on the rise in the country.
There was a clear call from the Minister of Women Affairs, Gender and Community Development, Komito Tamchinguri, to say there's been operations for livestock, and she challenged the House, and the President was there to say, so are we saying livestock, goats and cattle are more important than our children, our girls, our women? And she appealed to the President and said, we want an operation that locks away perpetrators of rape, locks away perpetrators of violence.
South Africa's Home Affairs Minister is next week expected to explain the process Zimbabweans with expiring permits should follow to review them or renew them as confusion grows over the issue.
And First Lady Grace Mugabe offers to look after children staying with their incarcerated mothers in various prisons around the country.
South Africa's Home Affairs Minister Naledi Pandor is next week expected to elaborate on what is required of Zimbabweans whose work permits issued under the Special Dispensation for Zimbabweans project are set to start expiring by November. Pandor was said to be in Texas in the United States on an official visit and could therefore not respond urgently to queries from worried Zimbabweans. Home Affairs Deputy Minister Fatima Chohan refused to address the permits issue at a press conference in Pretoria today, saying your boss will deal with the matter.
In this regard, Cabinet has agreed that permit holders will be expected to reapply for their permits in their country of origin. Minister Pandor will host a media briefing soon to expand on the Cabinet's decision in this regard. The Minister will have a statement prepared for you next week, and we'll ask Ronnie to note the urgency of these questions and to try and expedite that press conference. I really am bound by that commitment. So
that was South African Home Affairs Deputy Minister Fatima Chohan in Pretoria.
Acting Pretoria Cabinet spokesperson Pumla Williams says Cabinet resolved that Zimbabweans who complied with the relaxed work permits requirements and who were given work permits under the special dispensation would be allowed to reapply in their country of origin. This dispensation allowed Zimbabweans into South Africa under relaxed conditions and provided them with work, study or business permits and suspended their deportation. According to Pretoria, permits issued during the initial 2009 dispensation will expire November 14th. Communications Officer Daniel Mozenda of the Zimbabwe Migrants Association tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that his members are anxious to hear what happens next in their bid to stay in South Africa.
Actually, we had some questions. I had to go with my president, Mr. Gift Shinogwenya, to the press conference. He had some questions he wanted to put across to the minister, the issue of these permits. We were looking at a situation where, for example, a student is supposed to write exams, say, on the 4th of December, but yet the permit is expiring on the 30th of November. How the issue was going to be addressed? We were also looking at people who have got business permits here in South Africa, how they were going to address it. Unfortunately, the deputy minister could not answer all those questions. But still, we are still waiting for the answers from the minister herself next week.
We also understand that you had approached the Zimbabwe embassy in South Africa. Any response?
We didn't get any response from them, and we had to wait. We didn't make a follow-up with Mr. Magwenzi since there was a press conference today. We just wanted to find out from the minister, and then after that we could go to Mr. Magwenzi and to find out the way forward. on the issue after getting the proceedings on today's press conference.
That was Communications Officer Daniel Muzenda of the Zimbabwe Migrants Association speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Pretoria, South Africa.
South Africa's immigration system is governed by the Immigration Act of 2002 and its subsidiary legislation. An alien who is not a permanent resident in South Africa may be admitted to the country only if he or she is issued a valid temporary residence permit. The immigration law mandates that an illegal foreigner be deported. It is an offense for employers to hire an illegal foreigner, for an educational institution to register an illegal foreigner for classes, for banking and other institutions to provide an illegal foreigner with certain services.